Hear the power of music in the service of life, next on Gospel of Life. Hello, I'm Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. We're joined, as usual, by Janet Morana, our Associate Director. And today we have a very special guest who comes to us from Monterrey, Mexico. She is a missionary. She is a marvelous singer, as you will get to hear during this program. She is an advocate for life. Her name is Azaneth Gonzalez, and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
And this is Janet, her right. First interview in English.
In English, that's
so,
right.
But she's going to do very well.
We told her, do not worry, she's going to do fine.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy.
Yes, it's great to be with you. You are a beautiful singer, and we're going to hear some of your songs during this program. Tell us, how did you get interested in music?
Oh, well, when I was so young, my parents, they see me, and she can sing, and they put me on chorus. And a school course of the school, and then I tried to practice, and I like a lot of music, and they see that, and I tried to start with the instruments first, with the piano, and then I tried to know the flauta. I don't know how to say flute. Yeah, and then I started to play the guitar, and now I work in a lot for the music, and it's part of my life.
And I understand we're in a competition in Mexico, sort of similar to American Idol, right? So you're very well known, and you have your website. We're going to put your website up on Gospel of Life so people can order your CDs and get your music. But, of course, most important is that now you are using these musical skills as a missionary and a pro-life missionary. Tell us about that.
Well, this is incredible. God doing a good work with me because I really love the music, and I tried to doing something with the music, recording a CD and producer or something, and then I'm studying the career, and the opportunity and the reality show, it was a good opportunity for me, and I think I want to be there, you know. And when I go to there, I find a world that I don't really like it.
Right.
And, the time passed, and I feel so bad, so empty, so I get a lot depressed, and I feel like I need something more. But the truth that I have everything, because I have God in my life for my parents, and I say, what I try to find if I get everything, you know? And, I go to a retreat, And it's a community that's at the Lord's Ranch.
Yes, the Lord's Ranch in near El Paso.
Yes,
El Paso,
with
Texas.
Father Thomas.
Yes.
Just a mission.
Yes.
Nothing like I want to sing for God and I want to do something. No, no, no. I just go to mission. And then, God called me. Thanks to Father Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stay there and I leave everything. I left everything.
Yes.
And I'm started to singing for the people over there.
Right.
But I never think I want to record a CD for God. I don't think that.
Right.
But God puts the things, I start to compose the lyrics, and God put the way, you know.
Well, we're going to hear, let's hear, Janet, the song Mary Speaks to Us. This is really about life, and you're singing about the beauty of life and accepting life. Let's listen to that now. We taped it this morning, and brothers and sisters, Mary Speaks to Us is the song.
Hesitate.
Welcome back. We're with Azineth Gonzalez, our pro-life missionary and singer from Mexico. And Azineth, you actually travel all throughout the United States now, and we look forward to working with you. But you're willing to come into local communities to sing and also to pray with the pro-life people. Tell us what you do at the abortion clinics.
Oh, well, we try to go to the communities and try to invite them to come with us and go outside to the clinic. And when we start to praying, and part important part of this is to singing outside worship song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so incredible because we can see, when we singing, we can see the power of God. And all the people, they come to the clinic, they see us.
Yes.
And they try to, like, listen or we know that God's doing his work, you know, and we trust that when we singing and we pray for God and through the music,
right,
he's doing a good work, and it's so incredible. Mm. It's part of the mission.
Well, as in, you know, I know you've written all these songs. They're so beautiful. But she has another song she's written. And Father, why don't we talk about that?
Yes, this was the first one, I understand, that you wrote in English directly.
Yes. Well, thanks to God. Mm-hmm. And I think that he wants something, because I don't really to know really good English. Well, a little bit. But when I wrote this song, I say, like, wow. I wrote one song in English. Me? Yes. Like, what? And I can see that is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And he can do in everything. And no matter what language,
yes,
like, he can talk. And yeah. I think in his message, you know? Yeah.
Well, let's listen to his voice through your voice in this song called Because You. Well, Asneth, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you, God.
Yes. Well, we only have a moment left, and we want to thank you for this ministry of music. We really do look forward to having you on again, cooperating with you throughout the country.
And you know, people might like to listen to more of Asneth's music. You know, I know you have your CD, one already, and another one coming out soon. And they can go to our gospelflife.com website, where we'll have all the information how to get your website and how they can order these beautiful CDs and listen to your music.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Any special message for young pro-life missionaries out there?
Well, yes. There's an incredible mission that we want to everybody, young people, try to doing and feel like we can do everything with God.
With God.
And then that's the most important, that God will.
Well, thanks so much for sharing your gifts with us today.
Yeah,
and
thank you so much.
Brothers and sisters, we'll leave you with one more song from Azaneth, and then our appeal to you to support our work, and we'll be back with our action segment here on Gospel of Life.
Decision to have an abortion not only affects that moment in your life.
Kristen Gordon.
It affects many precious moments to come.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ, and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Welcome to our action segment where we give you more and more ideas of how to build a culture of life. Janet, today it's about license plates.
That's right. And there's several different ways of doing it. But the first I'd like to talk about is the way I've done it, which is in New York State, you know, where I live, I got a customized plate and it's says pro-life and I was able to get the number one. You have to check with your state to see what's available and you can figure out with seven letters or numbers a message, you know.
Exactly.
So pro-life one. And
well, I got pro-life on mine.
That's right.
Period.
I beat you too with pro-life one.
But obviously there's many different variations that
exactly.
People can get. And of course, for each state, there's going to be only one pro-life one license plate.
But then like pro-life two, pro-life three, four, and so on.
Exactly.
I saw one person put yes, number four, life. You
okay.
know, so you can.
Or life yes.
Life,
there's
yes,
a lot of different creative
different
combinations.
Things.
The point is that none of these combinations should be just sitting there available. We want
That's
the
right.
pro-life movement to be so in tune with this that all the combinations are taken up pretty soon.
And
in every state. And when they do this, we want to hear from them, from our friends, from our activists. Let us know, friends, if you get one of these specialty plates, because then we'll be able to say that so many people around the country are doing precisely this.
We could always make it a competition, like let's see what state beats the other state in getting the most, you know?
Good.
And then, you know, Father, I've had such great response. It's such an educational piece, you know. I'll come back to my car with my grocery bags, and another person will stop and say, what does that license plate mean? Mm-hmm. See, we think people know what pro-life means. Not everyone does.
Well, they ask, what is it?
And
yeah.
So now it's a launching point. And I tell them, and they go, oh, I never thought about that.
Right.
You know, another time I was putting my car through the car wash, and when the guys were wiping down the car at the end, they too were going, what does that mean? And again, it was an educational moment, and I
yes.
told them what it meant. And they said, you know, we're against abortion. I said, well, say something about it.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right.
Of course, you know, if you don't want to go to this level, actually you don't have to. In some states, like in New York, we don't have Choose Life license plates. But in some states, they actually have on the plate, instead of this message, it looks like a little stick figure of a girl and a boy, and it just says, choose life. And I know Florida has them and other states, and we can come to our website and we'll tell you what, if your state has the choose life plate.
Right.
So that's another thing.
In other words,
do.
It would have any of the normal license plate numbers and letters,
right.
but it's the back of the plate, the background that has, and around the perimeter,
right.
that has the pro-life message. Yes. Well, a number of states have passed this by legislation. They make these choose life plates available, and it actually raises money for pregnancy centers, adoption services. It's a marvelous thing because you're proclaiming the pro-life message and getting money into the alternatives
right.
at the same time.
What we want to tell people is to come to the website to see if your state has them available. If they do, we're really almost pleading with you, order them. Because, first of all, it's life-saving money that goes to help pregnancy centers, but then that message is going to be carried throughout your state. Also, too, Father, there are some states that are trying to get that bill passed to have the Choose Life plates.
Yes.
So, again, on the website, we'll have that information because we want you to help make those plates available.
That's right. That's at gospeloflife.com. Right on the front page, we're going to have the information as to where you can go to the Choose Life license plate website to see if your state has it and how to order it and how to lobby for legislation if they don't have it already.
Well, I hope we get more and more people to get on board and drive around with pro-life license plates.
Great, great way to spread the message. Well, friends, I also want to mention to you, as I'm going to begin mentioning on every program, that we also have available the Will to Live, a very helpful document, a legal document that will help you to be protected if you have a medical condition where you cannot speak for yourself. You can appoint someone else to speak for you. The Will to Live will preserve your rights and your health without necessarily having you incur any unnecessary medical procedures. Well, that's the end of our program for today, but right now we want to remind you of why we do what we do. To bring you again face to face with the tragedy of abortion, please watch these disturbing images and know that we need your help to promote life.
Until people saw images of children in coal mines, did they enact child labor laws. Not until people saw images of human torture, did they rise up against slavery. And now, after seeing these images, what will you do? Priests for Life, because America will never reject abortion unless America sees abortion. Call now to learn how you can help. There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please, call, write, or make your gift online today. Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.